Kenneth Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Three games down. Now it begins. Conference play. Mm-hmm. Last go around in Pac-12 play for you, big boy.
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet in a way. Can't wait to start it, but don't want it to be over.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that stinks. You can't wait to play, but at the end of the day, you don't want it to come to an end either. But it's like everything, time marches on.
That is very true.
Slower for some, mm-hmm. faster for others.
Right.
How do you feel like you guys have performed through the first three games this year?
You know, I think we performed really good, especially on offense. We limited our turnovers more. We're more efficient on offense. You know, a lot of people say that we're missing the chunk plays. But, you know, it's a misconception. You know why? Because if you look at our fourth quarters, we've been in the lead. And, you know, there's no need for throwing deep balls. You know, we're running the ball and things like that. We're marching down the field, getting 10-play drives, you know, chewing the clock, managing third downs to keep the drives going, you know, chipping away at the defense, and they're getting frustrated because they can't stop us. So, as long as we keep driving and being efficient, you know, I remember a couple years ago it was a lack of us, you know, getting three and outs. But this year, you know, we're 70-some completion percentage efficient on third downs, which is really key, especially in this offense, to get more plays and things like that. So I think this year is going really good. You know, hats off to the quarterbacks for, you know, making the right reads and making great decisions and, you know, just, you know, taking care of the ball.
You guys on Saturday night were the most efficient you've been on third down in 5 years.
Right.
68% on third down, 13 of 19. Mm-hmm. When you're doing that, that means you're keeping the ball. That means you're moving the chain. The other team's not going to get the football back, right?
Exactly, and it limits their chances of scoring. So as long as we keep moving the ball and keep, you know, applying pressure on them, their defense is going to get tired. You know, we're going to keep going. You know, Booker, as the game goes on, he becomes more and more effective. You know, so for receivers, all we have to worry about is making sure we're on our blocks and making sure we make those tough catches in those situations. You know, a lot of people, you know, they fall in love with the deep ball, but you don't want to get yourself in a situation where instead of second and three, it's second and 10. You know, that's big. And so, you know, a lot of stuff we're doing is, you know, making sure that, you know, on third downs is very, you know, key for us to be able to convert them. And so that's what we're doing off is playing it smart, you know, being more efficient, and I think that's really good.
Saturday night, mm-hmm. you had two shots at chunk plays. Mm-hmm. Flags came out.
Yeah.
As much as you'd like to catch, do you still feel pretty good when you draw that PI?
In a way, I don't because, you know, a lot of people these days in this day and era, you know, you're good as how your stats look. And so when I give PIs and things like that, it frustrates me a little bit because, you know, I want those big plays. I want those because it makes the offense spark. And, you know, getting those PIs is like, you know what I mean? But, you know, I like making big plays so that can be the spark of the offense, you know, because nowadays, like I said, in this era, they judge you off your stats, not how you play, you know what I mean? So, of course, I want those big plays instead of the PIs.
This is one of those weeks where it's good that you move the chains and things, but when you play a team like Oregon, and you know this, you're going to need a few chunk plays this week against the Ducks, right?
Yeah, and the chunk plays can come from, you know, us catching a simple slant and breaking a tackle and getting upfield, you know, or catching a hitch. Just doing the little things, and, you know, those little things is going to compile up to big things, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, being more efficient, you know what I mean? Our running game is going good, and it's progressing every game. You know, O-line is getting it done. Quarterbacks are making the great reads. And so I think, you know, as long as we keep on doing what we're doing, you know, receivers getting their depths, make sure our technique is right, and catching the ball, you know, which is the big emphasis. You know, you catch the ball first and then get whatever you could after that. So as long as we keep doing that, it should be fine.
Does last year's Oregon game stick with some of you guys still? Because you looked so good early in that game, and then there was the momentum switch. Is that one? Is that a little bit of a sticking point, a little bit of a something that motivates you this week?
I believe that play, it was detrimental at that point.
Sure.
You know, there's still three quarters left in the game.
Well, and it was close going to the fourth,
too. Yeah, exactly. And so we just got to finish. So our mindset is finishing. You know, we've been starting great on offense. I'm speaking offensively. You know, on our first possession of each game, we scored. You know, coming out of halftime, on each possession, we scored. So as long as we keep finishing plays and finishing games, I think it will be just fine.
Give me a thought on the Ducks. You've watched them a little bit on tape. The mm-hmm. game plan's in now, and you guys are putting it in. Well, what do you make of this year's Oregon team versus the one you've seen the last couple of years?
You know, a lot of guys have gone on to the next level, especially on defense. Both their outside corners have gone on to the next level. So, you know, they're putting in new guys, and they have lack of experience in the secondary. The front three right now, they have big old guys. They're long, rangy, you know, And it's going to be kind of hard a little bit in the passing game because they drop eight a lot. You know what I mean? They only rush three and drop eight. So the windows is very smaller. So we just got to make sure that we're keying on that and making sure that our the quarterbacks are making the right decision. We're getting to the right spots, and we should be good.
It's a big game. Everybody in the nation is going to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't wait.
You're looking forward to these, don't you?
Yeah, I can't wait, especially to make a statement in the Pac-12 because we haven't won a Pac-12 opener. So this should be a real good game.
Go get them this week.
Thank you.
Kenneth Scott with us here on the Coaches Show tonight.